This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They scam my cat.
Party rock is in the
Tweeter, do you think you'll like prison? Ronald Prendergast dropping lines, baby. All right, B. I don't want them to expand the NCAA tournament. I didn't want them to go to 68. Here's all else.
What? How long ago they went to 68, Jay? You wouldn't have even cared about no damn sports, did
No,
you?
They only did that like within the last 5 years or so.
68?
No, 64.
The little four people?
Yeah.
The little four?
Yeah.
I didn't care about all that.
So what I don't like is all this is, it's a cash grab. I understand how the world works. It's about cash.
I mean, it's about money. They're going to make their money.
And as the NCAA is completely losing control of football, their only real revenue drivers is a basketball tournament. So they're just going to try to make it bigger. So I like, this isn't a lack of understanding of why they're doing it. It's about cash. But the little teams end up getting screwed. And the little teams are already getting screwed by the transfer portal and NIL. And what they do in that first four is they make four of the 16 seeds play each other. So they don't get, at least two of them don't get a shot at taking down a one seed, which is something we've now seen happen with UMBC.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're going to screw the little teams even more if they go to 72 or 76, whatever it is.
These people have sat here and they watch every league expand. They watch the NFL. They watch, you know, basketball, NBA. And this, they are going to expand. The world is a copycat. Like we say, copycat lead. The world is copycat situations. If other people are doing it and making, why the hell are they not going to do it? They're going to do it. And let's be real. The world ain't fair.
Again, I'm not saying I don't understand why they're doing it. I just don't like it and don't want them to. Is there anybody that wants them to expand? I bet coaches do, so they can say they got to a tournament.
Yeah.
Why, Brian, you're the biggest hoops head here. Do you want them to expand the tournament?
It depends. If it's to put in more mid-majors, yeah, but that's not what they're doing.
No chance it's for more mid-majors. It just, how many SEC teams got in last year?
More like mid-majors making more financially feasible?
How many SEC teams got in last year?
14.
And who got left out? Anybody that, like, of merit?
In the SEC?
Yeah. 13 is a lot.
Not really. South Carolina didn't make it.
Should they have? No.
No.
They sucked.
But what's going to happen is they'll get in now.
And they'll probably get their
14 of the 16 made it out of the SEC. You know what happens when you expand it? They all get in.
Okay.
The Big Ten got 11. That's going to be 13, 14. Like, this is not going to be more Belmonts and Bryants and Woffords. It's going to be, you know, Iowa State went 19 and 16 and gets into the tournament.
Because you know what Iowa State will do? Have more butts in the seat and more money overall. And that's what the end result is, dog.
I get that. I just don't like it. Do you like it?
Yeah, I mean, I think everywhere is trying to make more money. So what you want them to do, go put more mid-majors in it and you have nobody in the seats?
Dude, you watch those first-round games, nobody's in the seats anyway.
But they
it's about
it.
Television. You know what it's not about seats.
It ain't just television. It's sponsorships.
It's more inventory for them to sell. And yeah. Sponsorships, yeah, TV,
That's what I'm saying. And sponsorships is going to go by teams that they feel have bigger backings and things like that. The people may not show up, but they are going to pay it based off of that. You've said it and other people said it. If they end up with Oklahoma City and in Indiana in the finals, the TV is not going to like it. You said it, right? It's the exact same thing when it comes down to this NCAA.
No, this is just about getting more games to sell ads for.
I understand. But you still want, even if you're selling more games, you want the better teams in it. Because you're saying about mid-majors, more mid-majors not getting into it. Well, I'm going to go with the teams with the bigger fan bases.
I understand why they're doing it. I understand the why. I just don't like it. Do you actually like it?
Bruh, I really don't care. Because I understand that's what life is. See, when things are a certain way and it's going to happen that way, you realize it and you keep moving. You fight what's going to automatically happen anyway. That's a waste of time.
I just wonder if this is obviously a cash grab. I wonder, what was the one Fox put together?
You sound
in
like
Vegas?
Rooster right now. Rooster, what Rooster say about the NFL?
The crown.
What you sound like?
I wonder if this is a reaction to the crown, the NIT. Like, it's just they see, okay, there's these other tournaments people are watching. I think a lot of this is driven by gambling. Yep. And I'm not. There's zero lack of understanding. I understand the how and the why. I don't have to like it.
No, you don't have to like it. I told you about other stuff. It's going to happen.
Lanville, do you like that they're going to expand? You kind of hate college hoops anyway.
Lanville hate everything.
I'm not a huge fan. I think that, you know, 2 16 seeds have ever won a game in the tournament in like 40 years.
I think just one.
No, it happened twice.
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Oh, they were yeah. Okay.
You know, no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm a firm no on it. I recognize it's going to happen, and the coaches like it. I just think the coaches like it because it's job security. We talk about the NFL as a self-preservation league. Every head coach in Division I basketball is also in the self-preservation.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so they get to tell the boosters, hey, we made the tournament. Even if we're the 75th best team, yep, we made the tournament.
Exactly.
Maybe it's good for the sport that more kids will get that exposure.
More kids get an opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, that's
not, I think that's what we, when we start looking at college sports, as we begin to break things down, we never ever think about that aspect right there. In the long run, you have more kids having something to discuss when they leave college that they're very thrilled about. Or you can have leave it ideas and have people go and say, man, I was there 4 years, and I thought we had a good team. We never made the damn tournament.
Who was, like, on the bubble that got left out last year? I remember everybody was yelling about Carolina. Carolina got in, won their first four game, and then got smoked in the second round.
Mm-hmm. Indiana should have been in.
Indiana butts in the seats, man. Like, that's what the Hoosiers will do.
There you go.
I guess there's you know what I'm excited about? I am just an optimist, B.
What's that?
Buzz Williams put together a hell of a roster at Maryland. Did you see Carolina and Georgetown just announced they're going to play a home-and-home?
UNC?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Boy.
That's cool.
Georgetown,
they get it together.
Dude. How was Georgetown's recruiting, White Brian? They get anybody?
Nothing of note.
That is not going great for my man over there.
That doesn't sound good at all.
Like, are they projected to be a turn? Like, how long does Cooley get to turn that thing around? This will be year three, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't know. There's some people with big cash over in Georgetown. Maybe they don't chip enough in. I don't know. But how did Villanova's recruiting end up? Is recruiting finally over now?
Almost over, yeah.
I think recruiting never stops these days.
A lot of kids are withdrawing from the draft, so this is kind of the last.
Yeah, I saw that. A couple guys went back to college.
The one kid, the Florida kid, did that. How did Villanova end up?
I don't know. I think they missed out on a lot of the Maryland kids, which they expected to get.
Not great. Of the two big ones, the DeMatha kid, I think, went to USC, and Gillespie went to Tennessee. So
as he left Maryland, right?
Yeah, they were lead. I think Gillespie he's from Tennessee. I think he was going to Tennessee regardless. Like even if Willard had stayed. But I think he got $3 million is the number I heard.
Well, that's why he was going to Tennessee.
Sure.
I mean, if Willard had stayed and he had 3.4 here, he wouldn't have gone to Tennessee.
It's gonna be a really interesting year in college hoops, man. Here's what we're gonna do. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. He's an NFL legend that did a little bit of coaching this week. His name's Brian Mitchell. You get to ask him anything you want. Hit us up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.